Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Psalms, Psalm 144, beginning at verse 1. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle, my loving kindness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and the one in whom I take refuge, who subdues my people under me. Lord, what is man that you take knowledge of him, or the son of man that you are mindful of him? Man is like a breath. His days are like a passing shadow. Bow down your heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Flash forth lightning, and scatter them. Shoot out your arrows, and destroy them. Stretch out your hand from above. Rescue me and deliver me out of great waters, from the hand of foreigners, whose mouth speaks lying words, and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song to you, O God. On a harp of 10 strings, I will sing praises to you. The one who gives salvation to kings, who delivers David his servant from the deadly sword. Rescue me and deliver me from the hand of foreigners, whose mouth speaks lying words, and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood. That our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as pillars sculptured in palace style. That our barns may be full, supplying all kinds of produce, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our fields, that our oxen may be well laden, that there be no breaking in or going out, that there be no outcry in our streets. Happy are the people who are in such a state. Happy are the people whose God is the Lord. Father, we thank you once again for your goodness, your grace, your mercy, and your love. Thank you for being El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. Thank you for your sovereignty over our nation. Thank you for the president, the vice president, each member of Congress, each member of the Supreme Court. All of these are governmental leaders of our nation. Thank you for our local leaders. Thank you for our governors of our states, our state legislators. Thank you for mayors and city aldermen of our local towns and communities. Thank you for our spiritual leaders. Thank you for pastors and bishops and others that provide leadership in the body of Christ. Father, flood our leaders with your grace, peace, mercy, and spirit. Lord, more and more stir them to be persons of integrity, individuals that seek you with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength in the name of Jesus, and stir them to seek to be leaders who are led by your word and your spirit in the name of Jesus. Flood our land with your spirit of mercy and grace, Lord. Bring healing and wholeness and stir us. Help us more and more to rise up to be the nation of obedience, the nation committed to hearing and doing your word that you want us to be. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. Rick is going to share a word of prayer with us at this time.
Father, as we approach Memorial Day, we think about those men and women who did give the ultimate sacrifice for this nation. We pray, Father, for their families as they reflect on the loss of a loved one. We pray you'll strengthen them, that you'll encourage them. And Father, we're thankful for your Son, Jesus, who sacrificed himself on the cross, who was nailed to a cross for us. We thank you for that. We rejoice in that today, Father, and we are humbled by that stooping down to love us in such a way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. We're encouraging you here at the American Family Association to get involved with this upcoming event. The American Family Association invites you to join lots and lots of other Americans on a day of prayer and appreciation for law enforcement on Sunday, June the 13th. This is your opportunity, all of our opportunity, to show respect and appreciation toward those who bravely serve and protect our families. Too often, they're taken for granted. Let them know that you believe in the importance of their work and the critical place of their work in our community. Here are some ways you can show support for those who serve. Number one, you can pray for them. We'd encourage you also to urge your pastor and church to designate a special time during service on that Sunday, again, Sunday, June the 13th, to pray for law enforcement officers in your community, and also gather your friends to pray for them as well. Take time to thank and appreciate them. The next time you see police officers in a restaurant, offer to pay for their lunch or dinner. Prepare a few personal handwritten notes of encouragement for officers in your community as well. And then, thirdly, recognize them. Use post notes of appreciation on you can post notes of appreciation on social media, and just prayerfully think of other things, other ways to show appreciation for them. Visit afa.net for helpful resources, and please add your name to thousands of others that are committed to praying for our law enforcement officers on Sunday, June the 13th. Hope that you will do that. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, my email is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. On an ongoing basis, I'm encouraging you to email us and ask us for some of the prayer resources and discipleship resources that we provide. Our goal is that you'll put them to good use in your own life and in the life of your family, but also that you would pass them on, forward them to others, family, friends, people that you know and care about, fellow church members, maybe fellow workers on your job. But it may also be people that you know that don't know Christ as Lord and Savior. A number of the items we share are evangelism tools as well. So again, my email is jparker@afa.net. We're glad to share them with you. Today we're looking at the topic, daily spiritual disciplines that prepare us for battle. Again, daily spiritual disciplines that prepare us for battle. We want to suggest to you some spiritual habits we can set up. And of course, a spiritual habit is just kind of spiritual discipline is what you might call a fancier word for spiritual habits. And of course, in life, anything that's important, we typically form habits around them. We have a habit of getting up and going to work, a habit of taking a shower daily, a habit of brushing your teeth daily. Important things, we form habits around them. Well, some of the most important things that we do, of course, are spiritual habits. The habit of reading the Word of God every day, the habit of praying every day, the habit of listening to the voice of God daily as a lifestyle. All of those are spiritual habits that we're wise to form. So as we look at this topic, daily spiritual disciplines that prepare us for battle, like it or not, it's important that we recognize we're dealing with spiritual warfare every single day. And I believe one of the wisest ways for us as believers to see ourselves is as spiritual warriors. One may not, for persons that maybe not like the allusion to a war and warfare and a soldier in battle. Well, the reality is that's the world we live in. Like it or not, you're dealing with serious warfare, spiritual warfare every day. So as we look in the Word of God, we want to encourage you to take to heart the insights that we'll be sharing and really take and put them to use in your life. We invite you to look with us in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20, a passage, of course, that deals with the whole armor of God. Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 20. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly, to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Verses 10 through 20, Ephesians chapter 6. Father, thank you, Lord, for your word, which is the sword of the Spirit. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity for us to read your word, to learn and grow as you speak words of counsel, guidance, wisdom, and insight that help us to prepare for the battlefield of life. Lord, help us open our eyes and our ears and our understanding. Anoint the minds, ears, heart, and understanding of every one of us so that we'll be abundantly receptive to your word and your will and your spirit as you speak to us today. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, we're looking today at the topic, daily spiritual disciplines that prepare us for battle. And, you know, I want to start out by a discipline that I speak of fairly often, but that of reading the Word of God every day. I pretty regularly like to challenge believers to set a goal of reading at least 3 chapters in your Bible every day. Now, let me share with you why that's important. You know, it might sound like a nice, sweet Christian habit, but understand it's a serious weapon and a serious way of preparing yourself for the battlefield. Why is that true? Well, remember, the Word of God is the sword of the Spirit, as Ephesians chapter 6, specifically verse 17 tells us, reading that verse again, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Now, notice it says it's the sword of the Spirit. Now, is it our sword as well? Yes, it is. But note specifically, it's the sword of the Spirit. In other words, you could say it's the ammunition of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit lives on the inside of every believer all over the world. But the more you put the Word of God in you, the more ammunition you give the Holy Spirit to use inside us to help us battle the kingdom of darkness and to take the offensive against the kingdom of darkness. Our goal in life is not just to defend ourselves. You know, many believers seem to be largely preoccupied with defending themselves and kind of beating the devil off of them. But keep in mind, not only are we to be in a defensive mode, we're to be in an offensive mode as well. We're to be taking ground for the kingdom of God. That happens as believers are obediently committed to the work of evangelism, sharing the gospel, helping others to come to know Christ, committed to the work of discipleship, daily helping others to grow in their prayer life, helping others to grow in their commitment to reading and studying the Word of God, daily helping believers to grow in their understanding of what it means to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. So, again, both are very, very important. So it's important that we're establishing spiritual habits that will help us to be strong consistently. Remember, again, the things that are important to us, we form habits around them. So I would challenge you, if you don't have the habit of reading 3 chapters in your Bible every day, I would encourage you to start that today, to start that this day. Why? Again, feeding on the Word of God, again, strengthening, helping ourselves to grow stronger in the Lord daily. I don't think I have the ability to overemphasize how important it is that you're spending time one-on-one with God in His Word. Remember, your time in the Word of God every day is your one-on-one appointment with Jesus. And Jesus will spend as much time with you as you will spend with Him. And remember, not only is He pouring wisdom into your heart as you read His Word, He's pouring grace, power, strength, encouragement, light, and so many other good things in your mind and your heart. You need that. I need that. Our children need that. We all need that. So being a student of God's Word is very important. So I would challenge and encourage you to start that habit of reading 3 chapters in your Bible. Start that habit today, and it'll start blessing you today as well. And let me say very much so, I would encourage every single parent, if your children can read, start that habit in your home today as well, because there's nothing our children need more than the powerful, precious Word of God, and having them to read it daily is so important. Father, thank you for every listener listening today. Anoint us afresh with the spirit of obedience. Help us to be wise enough to obey the wisdom of your word that lets us know your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we're looking at the topic, daily spiritual disciplines that prepare us for battle. We'll be right back.
Nothing else matters. possible. I'm in the presence of my Maker.
Music of Dunson Oyekan, the song Yahweh. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We're looking today at the topic, daily spiritual disciplines that prepare us for battle. And I'm encouraging you, we're encouraging you today to start habits in your life that help strengthen you on a daily basis. Remember, we're not strong all by ourselves. We're to abide in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's so, so important. That's something I don't think I have the ability to overemphasize, being in God's Word on a daily basis. We live in a world where people are so busy doing so many things. And sadly, there are some that try to convince themselves that they're so busy they don't have time to read their Bible. But let me help you out here. You and I have time for what we choose to have time for. And if you really knew how important, how critically important it is to fill your mind and your heart with the Word of God, this would be a top priority for you every single day. In the Gospel of John, chapter 15, it tells us some important insight about why it's so important to read and meditate on God's Word. It's a part of abiding in Christ Jesus. John 15, starting at verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. So you will be my disciples. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another. Verses 1 through 17, John chapter 15. Now again, this passage, amongst other things, addresses the idea of abiding in Christ Jesus. What does it mean to abide in Christ? It's to live in close connection, close fellowship with Christ continually. And one of the ways whereby we do that is by being a daily, diligent student of God's Word, one who reads and spends significant time in the Word every single day. So the habit of reading 3 chapters a day is a great tool to help you abide in Christ Jesus. Remember, when you're reading the Word of God, Jesus is talking to you. He's pouring grace, peace, guidance, and direction into your mind and your heart. You know, we don't comprehend how valuable it is to be able to hear from God every single day. And so he's molding and shaping us as we read his Word as well. So again, today is a good day that we would encourage you to start the habit of reading 3 chapters in your Bible every day. And let's stop convincing ourselves that we're just too busy. Remember, when you put something first, when you make it a priority, you'll have time, you'll make time to do it. And remember, what could possibly be more important than spending time one-on-one with the Creator of the universe as he speaks words of wisdom, blessing, and grace into your life? Father, thank you for every listener. Touch every listener. Anoint each one of us with a fresh anointing that would encourage and help us to start that habit and stick with that habit of reading at least 3 chapters in our Bibles each and every day. Thank you for the opportunity to do this. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, and of course, we spoke a few moments ago about the importance of parents having your children to read the Word every day. Parents, I really want to challenge and encourage you to seriously strive to start this habit in your life as well. Having your children, whatever number of children you may have, having each one of them to come read 3 chapters out loud to you. Why is that important? Because remember, our children need the Word of God more than they need the air that they breathe. They desperately need the Word of God in their lives. We live in a day and time in which, sadly, we hear of so many tragic things happening amongst children and young people. We hear of too many young people killing one another, too many young people dying from drug overdoses, too many young people being bullied or bullying someone on social media or some other means. Where is it that children get it to be mean and so vicious to one another? Well, it's the work of darkness in and around their lives. We hear so many young people taking their own lives as well. The Word of God is Jesus, and Jesus is the Word of God. The Word of God is the answer to every problem, every difficulty, every challenge. The Word of God is God. And so when we read the Word of God, we're taking in the life, the blessing, the grace, and the power of who God is and how he wants to bless our lives. When you're reading the Word of God, you're pouring grace into your lives. And the fact is, money can't buy grace. But Jesus has freely made it available to us. And so as you read the Word of God, you're literally pouring grace into your mind, your heart, and your life. When you have your children to read the Word of God, they're literally pouring grace, peace, and wisdom into their mind, their heart, and their life as well. Parents, there's nothing our children need more than the precious and powerful Word of God. So again, if they can read, I would encourage you to start that habit of having them to read 3 chapters out loud to you today. Now, if you have a child that's too young to read, let them repeat with you and recite scriptures. Maybe the 23rd Psalm or Psalm 100 short psalms, but even a child can be blessed that can't read. Even a child that cannot read can be blessed by simply repeating the Word of God and hearing the Word of God as well. Our children need God's precious and powerful Word. Father, thank you for every parent listening. Thank you for the opportunity we have of being able to help to instill the precious and powerful Word of God into the lives of our children and our grandchildren and others that we have the chance to influence. Lord, help us to grow in our understanding of how vitally important it is that we make it a high priority to open your word every day and spend time with you in that word, and that we help our children to do the same. Help us to be extremely diligent about doing that for our good and for the good of our families and the good of the world we live in. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And let me say a word to grandparents that are listening. Grandparents and maybe aunts and uncles as well, or people that just have a chance to influence young people. I would encourage you to make the most of your telephone. You know, sometimes grandparents live a long ways away from the grandchildren. Call them up on the phone. In fact, it wouldn't hurt if you maybe on a daily basis said, would you read for me? Call them up and ask them to read a passage of scripture. You might be the only person encouraging them to do that. Now, maybe their parents are doing that. Hopefully so. But even if they aren't, sometimes as a grandparent, tell them, well, I'll do something for you. Think of something that will give them incentive to read out loud on the phone for your grandparents. Why? Because the Word of God planted in our children can have eternal results. And also, another blessed side benefit is your grandchildren will come to associate you with the Word of God and the blessing of God's Word. Maybe you tell them that you'll drop some money in the mail to them if they read a certain amount to you on a daily basis, on a regular basis. Think of what is incentive for your grandchildren. But the important thing is that this, if God's Word is being planted in their hearts and their lives, that can have eternal results in the lives of your grandchildren. Make the most of the telephone. You know, people use the telephone to do all sorts of wrong things and dark things sometimes, but the fact is, the telephone, like everything else, should be used for the glory of God and for the kingdom of God. And that's a wonderful way to do it. I want to remind you, too, we've shared some with you about the Ten Commandments Project. I want to encourage you to email us, jparker@afa.net. Again, jparker@afa.net, to learn more about this. This is a great discipleship project for young people of any age that we're involved with. It's an opportunity for them, at minimal, to memorize this Ten Commandments and get a free T-shirt. But also, it's an opportunity for those that are interested in doing this to prepare a speech and to share a speech and videotape it with their phone of themselves sharing the speech dealing with one of the Ten Commandments. And we do have some prizes associated with this contest. But one of the goals behind this whole project is to help people take much more serious the importance of discipling our children and helping to plant God's powerful word in the hearts and the minds of our children. We're doing spiritual warfare. We're battling the kingdom of darkness when we disciple our children. And we're battling the kingdom of darkness for and on behalf of our children when we help to instill the precious and powerful word of God in their hearts and their lives. Father, thank you for the opportunity you give us to be able to help our children to grow in their knowledge of the Word of God, to be able to help them to become used and have habitually start the habit of reading the Word every day. Help us to recognize the great need for us to make this a high priority in view of the fact that our children are precious. They're precious to us, and they're precious to you as well. Help us to be diligent to do that, Lord. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. I want to take time now to pray the Ten Commandments, and I want to encourage you to make it a goal to start praying it daily with your family as well. Father, thank you for all of us that are listening today. Thank you for the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for us as a nation. Help us as individual believers. Help us as the church. Help us as a nation to put you first. Help us to make no graven images. Help us to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us to not murder. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to not steal. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, again, it doesn't take but just a few moments to pray the Ten Commandments, but it's a great tool for us to pray as individual believers. And parents, it's a great tool for us to teach and train our children to pray every single day as well. So having them both to learn the Ten Commandments and teaching and training them to pray the Ten Commandments is a very wise thing for all of us as parents to do. And so again, if you want more information about the Ten Commandments Project, simply email us at jparker@afa.net. We'd be glad to share that information with you. And again, a great discipleship project for any young person to get involved with. And we're hoping that individual believers will do it with their own children. And we're hoping that leaders in the church will do it for children within the church. Or maybe even you gather a group of individuals, individual young people that you can involve in this, because it's a great way to engage our children. And what better activity than them being engaged in a project like this as they begin their summertime? Hope that you'll take time to do that. Father, again, we thank you for every listener. Thank you for the opportunity for us to become much more aggressive when it comes to building your kingdom, being disciples, and discipling our children and youth. Help us to be faithful in these areas of our lives daily. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession, as today we're looking at the topic, Daily Spiritual Disciplines That Prepare Us for Battle. We'll be right back. Lincoln Brewster, More Than Amazing. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Today we're looking at the topic, Daily Disciplines That Prepare Us for Battle. We invite you to look with us in the book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 1, beginning at verse 1, verses 1 through 9 specifically. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Again, verses 1 through 9, Joshua chapter 1. You know, this passage powerfully reminds us of the importance of us being courageous in the way we follow the Lord Jesus Christ. A number of times we're encouraged to be strong and courageous. Why? Because the fact is, sometimes fear seems to come on believers in so many different ways, and if we're not careful, fear can discourage us, or if we allow it, fear can stop a believer in their tracks from following the Lord and doing what He's called us to do. It's important that we understand that we're to follow the Lord courageously, boldly, obedient to the Word and the Spirit of God in the way we live our lives. We're all called to this. Father, anoint us all today afresh with the spirit of boldness and courage. Help us to know, Lord, that in following You, You clearly call us to boldly follow You, not timidly, not in a discouraged way, but we're to boldly follow after the commands You lay before us. Help us to be faithful hearers and doers of Your word who boldly and courageously follow You every day. We thank You and praise You in Jesus' name. Amen. There's a prayer tool that we've shared with you that we encourage you to get. We call it Kingdom Prayers, and it has several prayers in it. And our encouragement is that you'll email us to get the Kingdom Prayers prayer tool and pray through their 10 prayers that are based on the Word of God that we encourage you to take time to pray through every single day. And the prayer tool begins with these words: what difference did it make that I prayed today? And what difference did it make what I prayed for? Did it make a difference at all? Allow me to respond. I'm glad you asked. It made and makes all the difference in the world. Because you prayed, and specifically because you prayed certain kingdom kinds of prayers that include the Lord's Prayer, Isaiah's Prayer, and the Prayer of Jabez, Solomon's Prayer, and others. These kinds of things will often happen as follows. God will put you on people's hearts who otherwise may not have had you on their mind. People may seek you out specifically to ask you to pray for them or to ask you for wisdom. A unique opportunity for ministry just drops in your lap out of the blue. Opportunities to minister to and bless people come up regularly. These and other miraculous things will happen because you asked. Not only is God willing to answer these kinds of prayers, He's looking for disciples who will pray this way daily, and He will use them to do miraculous things. The following are several prayers that come straight from the Word of God or that are based on the Word of God. I would encourage and challenge you to pray them daily. As you do, God will use you more and more to be a much greater blessing to the world because you asked Him to. Again, daily prayer tools. And we're going to take time to pray through some of these prayer tools specifically. And keep in mind, our encouragement to you is that you will pray these absolutely every single day. To begin with here, the prayer, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Again, the Lord's Prayer. Another prayer found in the Word of God is the Prayer of Jabez. Father, thank You, Lord, for all that are listening. Thank You for the opportunity to pray this prayer every day. Lord, bless me indeed. Expand my territory. Place Your hand anew upon me and keep me from evil that I may not cause pain. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, a wise prayer to pray every single day. And as we're looking at the topic, daily spiritual disciplines that prepare us for battle. Remember, when we take time to read God's word every day, again, it's preparation for battle. It's putting on the full armor of God and taking time to pray through prayers such as these. These two are tools that help prepare us for the battlefield of life every single day. Again, we prayed the Ten Commandments a little bit ago, and that too is a wise prayer to pray every single day. Every day you pray it, God will answer it. Also, a prayer for wisdom, similar to the prayer Solomon prayed in 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 4 through 15, is a wise prayer to pray every single day. Thank You, Lord, for this day. Lord, on this day, give me wisdom to be the person You want me to be. Give me wisdom to honor You in everything I say and everything I do, and help me to glorify You in all that I say and do. Thank You for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And then another prayer, specifically a prayer similar to the prayer Isaiah prayed in Isaiah chapter 6. God gave Isaiah a unique vision into the throne room of heaven. And after Isaiah went through a special cleansing God brought him through, God laid before him the opportunity to be used by him. And Isaiah responded beautifully. His prayer was basically a similar prayer we're encouraging you to pray every day. This is a wise prayer for us to pray daily, like the prayer Isaiah prayed in Isaiah chapter 6. Lord, here I am. I'm available. Send me this day to do your will. Use me to do many miraculous things this day for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. And then in Acts chapter 9, verse 6, right after the Apostle Paul got saved, he asked the Lord two questions. First, Lord, who are you? Is what he asked. But his second question was both a question and a prayer that we're wise to pray every day. And here's a prayer similar to the prayer, that second question and prayer Paul prayed. Lord, here I am. What would you have me to do this day? In Jesus' name, amen. Now, why is that a good prayer? Because God has work for every one of us to do every single day. And we're to live a life basically where we're available vessels that he can use every single day. I would encourage you to pray that prayer every single day. And then a prayer similar to the prayer that Jehoshaphat, King Jehoshaphat, prayed when Israel was facing a very serious and dangerous crisis. He, as a wise king, went before the Lord on behalf of his people. And here's a prayer similar to the prayer that he prayed, specifically found in the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 20. When you have time, read that whole story. It's a powerful one about the life of both Israel and King Jehoshaphat specifically. Again, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, read that, specifically verse 12, but actually the whole chapter. Here's a prayer similar to Jehoshaphat's prayer. Lord, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. Deliver us from this present evil and from the evil one. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. How important a prayer like that is, because you know, often we find ourselves in circumstances and situations in life where we don't know what to do. We may not know where to turn at all, other than turning to the Lord. But that's always the right thing to do, to turn to the Lord. So again, a wise prayer to pray actually every single day. Praying Psalm 91 every day is a wise thing for us all to do as well. Thank you, Lord, for every listener, and thank you for all of us. Thank you for the opportunity to pray this prayer. Lord, today we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and so we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Today I say to the Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress, our God, in you do we trust. Surely you deliver us from the fowler snare and from the noisome pestilence. You cover us with your feathers, and under your wings do we trust. Your truth is our shield and buckler. And so we are not afraid for the terrible night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked. Because we have made the Lord our refuge, even the Most High our habitation, no evil will befall us, nor does any plague come near our dwelling. For you give your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. We tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent. We trample underfoot. Because we have set our love upon you, therefore you deliver us. You set us on high because we have known your name. We call upon you and you answer us. You are with us in trouble. You deliver us and honor us with long life. You satisfy us and show us your salvation. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, Psalm 91 was that prayer. And again, parents, I would encourage you, teach and train. Help your children to memorize Psalm 91, the Psalm 91 prayer like this one, and have them to pray it every single day. Why? It's a prayer for divine protection. And remember, no one can protect us like God can. We live in a dangerous, crazy, very perilous world. But remember, no one can protect you and your children like God can. So yes, parents, teach and train your children to pray Psalm 91 every single day. As we conclude our program, as we normally do, if there's someone listening who's never made that very, very important step of asking Christ to come into your heart as Lord and Savior, today is a great day to get saved. Would you pray this prayer with me to commit or recommit your heart to the Lord? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so, so very much. that you came into this world. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I can be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many ways. Lord, I repent and turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong I've done. Lord Jesus, come anew into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Make me the person you want me to be. Lord, you told us in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me, fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you and walk with you all my life. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, we really want to hear from you. My email is jparker@afa.net. We definitely would like to share with you some material that will help you really to begin to grow and grow strong in your walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Simply email me at jparker@afa.net. Or if you'd like to get a copy of the prayer tool that we call that I shared about, the Kingdom Prayers prayer tool, simply email me again, jparker@afa.net. Let us know you'd like to receive that or any of the other materials we've mentioned. If you'd like to receive some of the other prayer tools or discipleship tools, then simply email us, jparker@afa.net. We've been looking today at the topic, daily spiritual disciplines that prepare us for battle. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.